Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good morning.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Who do we have on this morning? We have Eric. Who else?
Tommy's on. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Tommy. Eric.
Mary's here, but I'm going to mute myself because I'm driving.
Okay, Mary, welcome. Hey.
Mindy's on as well.
Okay, Mindy. Good, good. Well, terrific. Well, just an aside, thanks, guys. It was a terrific week of traveling with Touchstone, so it was fun. Anyway, Eric, welcome.
Thank you.
What's on your mind before we get started here?
I'm just a little overwhelmed, but feeling pretty good overall. I knew last week would happen at some point, so I identified 41 households that didn't meet my, target and minimums. So I called about 10 of those people and, it had some tough conversations. But nobody got mad at me. Everybody understood. And I've got a seminar tomorrow night. I've got 40 clients coming to that. And I've got to remember that this is a process and it's gonna take a while. You know, you build your whole career trying to get clients, and now I went from 440 households and I'll be down to 175. So it's kind of like your faith. I've got faith in you, Rob, that this is the right thing. And I do feel, I have more time. I'm not fielding some of these calls of, hey, I need more money. I'm freaking out about the market or impeachment or whatever crazy things, starting to train your clients and get your time back. It's just going to take time. But I think it's just, you feel like things are in a state of flux and having a seminar, tomorrow night. But it's loosened me up to be able to plan for a seminar and, get in front of some of my best clients, and there's some prospects coming, so it's just a process.
Yeah, congratulations. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing, and you remember from the first book, Indiana Jones, crossing the chasm, had to look and dig down, that he had to believe that the bridge was there. So it is a leap of faith. And it was there for him. It will be there for you. And just know that in all the people that I've coached, right, since well before the year 2000, so that's 19 years of coaching people on Supernova, no one has ever done less business after they've adopted Supernova. Okay? So there is there's a lot of evidence that this works. And a lot of people have gone on to double and triple their businesses and so forth. So it's, and here I am. The last call was with a team that I've been coaching for since 2016. So if it didn't work, they wouldn't, continue to have me coach them. They know it's right. And it takes a while to get it to work. And just think about what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to do a complete makeover of your practice. And anytime you do that, I mean, if you feel disrupted, you have a valid, valid feelings, because it is disruptive. I mean, you're completely making over your business. I always say that as a manager, if I could get an FA to make one change in 6 months, I felt pretty good. Right? And I'm asking you to change your whole business over in 3 months. So understand that you're doing something pretty heroic, actually. And it's and just always keep in mind, you're doing this for your clients. Okay? This isn't for you. This is for your clients. You're going to deliver an exceptional experience to them, and they're going to reward you for it. And they're going to stay, and you're not going to lose those people. That's the key. You're building a wall of competence around your best people. And so they will not leave. There'll be no excuse to leave. So that gives you, I mean, in reality, you know, your top 50 clients or so are the ones that pay all the bills. And so if you can build a wall of competence around them and you never lose one of them, think about what that means to your practice.
Yeah.
So not only is Supernova an offensive growth tool, it's the greatest defensive tool there is. And we don't have that in the industry right now. I mean, there is no choice right now for financial advisors. Change, adopt something like Supernova, or you've got issues. You've got problems. You know, when we go to zero commissions,
yeah.
I mean, we're no longer brokers, right? I mean, that game is over.
You're broke, all right.
That's right. So instead of worrying about that, you're going to be growing while everybody else is panicking because they can't keep up with, you know, they're not even retaining their best clients.
Yeah, on page 56 of your coaching guide, it said, you know, what are you really selling? You're selling peace of mind. So I think that was the thing that when I was preparing and you know, watched your video and then went through your guide, that's what we all want. That's what I want. But that's what I want from my clients. And so when you're touching them 12-4-2, and I just built a spreadsheet last week as I was, you know, looking at who I was going to have to cut. And you start going down through there and you look at the top 50 and you're like, yeah, number 44, I haven't talked to that person. They've got, you know, 870,000 and they're so nice. They never call me. Yeah, how who's talking to them if it's not me? So it woke me up too of, you know, those top 50, I better get those calls scheduled. And I got some scheduled where, and I went to Target. I bought, we had the folders, a bunch of folders here, but I got, you know, I bought them out of the 2-hole punches and 3-hole punches and 1-hole punches. You know, the guy was like, what are you doing? I said, my business is in a revolution. So $122 later. So it's good. It's good. It's just, I've got to push my branch manager to get some more help with my own, you know, CSA.
Mm-hmm. I've had this happen, and Rob Schaefer and Curtis Brown, my other coaches, I've all had it happen, where you're going through and doing this, and one of the clients you call goes, you know, it's so interesting that you're doing this, because I was actually going to transfer my account, but if you'll do this, then I'll stay with you.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I that's not even uncommon. You know what happens after they have that conversation? That usually precipitates the FA calling every single client and telling them, like in a week.
Yeah, they're on it then.
Mm-hmm. So that's not unusual. So that's the lever of supernova, and you know, that wall of confidence. And of course, then they go on to Eric, you absolutely hit the nail on the head. It's that really nice client that doesn't call, doesn't bother you, doesn't have problems, and you think they're fine, and they're one of your best clients, and you don't call them. You haven't called them in 6 months. And you're like, what the heck is going on? Well, it's just because there's no rituals. There's no schedule. So, and they'll be so delighted to hear from you.
Yeah.
And they're the one that if you give them an excuse, like you give them great service, they'll give you more production. You know?
Yeah, it's always those that are the kindest that don't call you that probably deserve your most attention. And it's always the squeaky wheel, smaller ones that, you know, their demand on assets are too much, and they're whiners. So, yeah.
And it's not just you. It's your sales assistant. That's who suffers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not
for
you.
For sure.
They never get to you. And so if you can, I mean, it's team leverage. So if you can free her up to make her, and she'll be delighted. Even though it seems like more work, sometimes we get this pushback that, you know, it seems like so much work. In reality, the biggest fans we have are CA, CSA, sales assistants. They're the ones that think we're the greatest thing that ever happened. Anyway, okay, let's get to the homework and the lesson for the week. What questions do you have on it, and did you get stuck on anything?
The scheduler, as far as is there, you talked about the scheduler that Cindy.
Yes.
Is there
yeah.
something on the website? Is that kind of the magic scheduler for the practice?
You should have already been mailed that. You need to set up a 60-minute conference
call. I didn't
know if
big spreadsheet or.
No, it's just the scheduler for scheduling clients. Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the training. So Cindy will sit with your sales assistant and go through that and teach her how to use it.
Okay.
But you need to schedule that directly with her.
Okay.
And that's really important because I've had people try and do it themselves, and that's ridiculous since I spent a lot of money to make it work really well, so you wouldn't have to do that. The tricky thing is the 12-4-2. The 12 is easy, but getting the 4 and the 2 in there so that they're equally dispersed and you only have a maximum of 5 calls a day and never more than one in-person meeting on one day, I mean, that makes it a little tricky, right? And then it I don't know if you use Outlook or not, but it automatically syncs with Outlook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Outlook is my friend. Yeah, I mean, I've got my days, you know, stacked up. Perfect.
Okay.
One thing I did too is I had a good meeting with my American Funds wholesaler. Sorry, Tommy. Last week, and I actually he was going to have to be traveling with his boss, his regional guy, whoever was over him. And the guy was giving him guff about, you know, having enough appointments. And he's like, I always have enough appointments. And anyways, I told him what I was doing with Supernova. And he said, yeah, I've heard something about that over the years, but what is it? And so I pulled out my, I bought another copy of your book because I gave my first one away. And So I told Steve all about it. He's taken, you know, scrupulous notes. And then I just overnighted him a copy of it because he said, well, that's something I should be doing with my advisors like this. I'm getting to know more about you and your practice, what you're changing, what you're doing. And I'm just on his radar because I'm, you know, skinning my book down. So,
right.
You know, Touchstone and American Funds and, you know, some of the companies that maybe I've done business with, but, you know, I don't hear from other wholesalers. It's just like, you know, I'm their client. So I actually took the time and wrote him a little note, sent him a copy of your book. And so he texted me on Friday and because he said, this, I'm overwhelmed. I have too many people to see and I need to see my best advocates, just like what you're doing with your clients. So anyways.
Good. So what's happening is, here's what happens. There's a five-step process to adopting a new idea. It's called, write these down, curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, enthusiasm. Did I go through this before with you?
No.
Okay. So curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, enthusiasm. You cannot get immediately to enthusiasm. So when I talk about the fact that you need to present an idea five times, I got my five times rule,
before somebody really adopts it, it's not a joke.
And yet we are very impatient with our clients and others. We present an idea, we expect them to adopt it immediately. Now, if you've built a relationship and they don't question anything that you suggest, then of course, you're going to present something, they're going to do it. But when you're presenting something brand new like Supernova and you're asking them to change their overall behavior, just be patient with them because it will take them a while to understand what it is, but eventually they will get to enthusiasm. So let's just go through Supernova, right, with you and how you came to believe in it. Curiosity, you're curious. Somebody presented the idea to you. You're curious. You read the book. You had an interest enough to follow through on it and to maybe study the book and think about it.
Knowledge, you maybe talked to other people, and your knowledge increased after studying the book. Belief, see, now you're in the belief stage. And
yeah.
Once you're past the belief stage, you can get to the enthusiastic stage. And I suggest that you're at the enthusiastic stage. Do you know why?
Well, I'm sharing it with others.
Bingo. Perfect. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
well, you talked about being a connector too, you know, and giving
right.
to giving to give, not giving to get. So
it's great. Really good. Great example. And you don't know where that's going to go. You don't know where it's going to go, but it can't hurt you, right? It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have done that if you didn't believe in the process, see? So now you really believe in it, and you're enthusiastic. And that's where you want your clients to get. So don't hesitate to share what it is you're doing. Because they'll be fascinated with it, just like he was.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate to send the book to somebody, you know, that has an interest. He's an engineer, or you know, he's a industrial engineer, or they enjoy process, or in the service business, CPAs, attorneys, and others. They're very interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another way of so what you did for him is what you want to do with, you know, quite a few people. Seriously.
Yep.
And Tommy Touchstone will be happy to send you some more books.
Be happy.
And your centers of influence, do you give them a copy or not? Does that give away the secret sauce to them?
Oh no. Give it away. Remember, we're givers.
Right.
We're givers. We share. Don't ever worry about giving away the secret sauce.
Okay.
No,
I always tell people, FA, I don't want to share you with anybody else. I had in fact, the team I was talking to this morning never wanted to tell anybody about me in their whole office. They were like, no, we're not going to share you with anybody. I said, look, here's the reality. It doesn't matter, okay? You can get up and broadcast this to everybody. Nobody's listening, and nobody will adopt it, okay? Forget about it. People are just not that – some will, maybe one and a bunch. It takes five times, right? So,
yeah. So
you give them the book, you tell them, you send them a note. It's going to take you a while with the center of influence to have them understand what you're doing, just like it took you a while. So people are so impatient with the process. They think they can tell a center of influence what they're doing, why they're doing. They're going to immediately be enthusiastic. That's crazy. It takes time, and it takes persistence, and it takes a lot of attention. And that's the part that you got to understand. Okay, so great example. Really good. Good job. I will tell you, though, I'll put in a plug for Touchstone right here. They completely get it. Okay? And I'm not doing this just because, you know, they're on the phone. The reality is there are very few firms that get what we're doing and see the ability to connect with us and you and see the value in that relationship. Okay? So it's a very, very good example of how you can connect with someone else to create something that's going to be of benefit to them and help them. It looks like they're really just, you know, it looks like Touchstone is just really helping you and really helping me, right? So what's in it? Is it enough? I mean, would it make that much difference to them in terms of their sales? It's hard to believe, right? But in reality, it does, because it changes the dynamics of the relationship. So no longer is it a wholesaler FA relationship. It's a coach, mentor, partner, friend relationship.
Right.
And one where you're in the battle together helping you, and it changes everything. And so you will refer Tommy because Tommy helped you.
Right.
It's a different business. You're in a different business than you were in before. So it's a very good story to tell. And, you know, early on, it's a wonderful one for you to see, that one in yours. And then, when you know, you'll see it with your CPAs. That's what we want. We want to develop those personal relationships or centers of influence that are going to change the world. So what else? The 24-month calendar, how did you do on that?
I looked at it, and I'm thinking like, holy crap, I've got another, but you know what? It's going to keep me proactive to thinking ahead. And, you know, here we are in the fourth quarter already thinking, you know, I've got my RMDs, you know, I have about 50 of those to do. I've only got five left. I'm way ahead. Instead of waiting until, you know, Thanksgiving time and, oh, I'll get to it, you know, I'm ahead of the curve. And I feel really good about that, because now I'm going to be start thinking about, okay, you know, I'm getting into my calls now, my 12-4-2, and I've got to be looking forward instead of trying to play catch up. And now I've got the ability to do that.
Yeah, it's the RMD thing's a big deal.
Well, and then the tax planning aspect too. You know, my old business partner, he says, no, I really don't do that. You know, I put it in the client and CPA's lap, and I think,
you're kidding.
You know, No. I think we need to be, you know, yeah. I think that's where we can really add a ton of value, obviously.
Well, you know, my brother and I, that's how we do a lot of our gifting. I mean, we don't take our R&D. You know, we just give it away. So then I don't have to think.
The QCD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for gifting, it's just a really great idea. And then you don't get stuck with this big tax bill.
It's magic for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you need the income, clearly it's an important part.
Right.
But if you don't, and you've been, you know, all of a sudden you're 70 and a half and you've got this windfall and a big tax bill, or you just pretend it didn't come and give it away and then make a lot of other people really happy. So, you know, it's just where you are in your life, you know. So, anyway, it's a really important thing. I do it in the early part of the year because I want to do it more when stocks are high and I can give away more money.
Yep.
You know, so I don't. Anyway, so, yeah, I think it actually makes you more efficient, the 24-month calendar. You're going to, don't think of it as a burden, think of it as an organizational tool.
Yeah, an opportunity.
Yeah.
Talk about munis
and
some of those things that, you know, you just, you're trying to keep your nose above the water.
Well, and it's, and the world is changing. I had two articles this weekend. I put one on LinkedIn, and one of them I read from a friend of mine, and they're both on the same subject, which is the demographic change of the world, not just in the United States, where the world is getting older and living longer. What's that going to mean for interest rates and investments? And fascinating, you know, fascinating stuff. The whole dynamics is changing. Rate of inflation around the world is coming down. There's very few places to find a good income. And there's more and more older people chasing more and more rates of return. And so it looks like lower for longer is going to be a part of our world. And by the way, older people are good savers, you know, that it's kind of fascinating that the savings rate's actually going up among the older people. So very, very important things to share with your clients because they're going to be searching for income and it's going to be harder and harder to find. So, you know, how do you gently get them out on the risk curve without terrorizing them? Important subject. I'd love to have a seminar on that right now if I were you.
Yeah, that's the big thing we're going to talk about tomorrow night is, you know, a lot of clients, you know, well, what does a CD pay? And what about these negative interest rates in Europe? And could that happen in the U.S., you know? So,
it's pretty inevitable at this point. It looks like, you know, if you have a long-term non-callable bond, you've got a collector's item like we used to collect gold coins, you know.
A collector's item. Yeah, that's true.
No, in the 80s, I would run around 1988, I think it was. Anyway, it was in the early 80s. And we had people lined up outside the door of our office waiting to open up money market funds because they were paying 22%.
Oh, my gosh.
22%. And they would actually come, they would line up on Monday morning. We would have 10 people out there lined up to open up money market funds. Never happened. And we had 14% zero coupon treasuries.
But your cost of capital was what? If you wanted a mortgage.
Oh, yeah. It was in the teens.
Yeah.
So I was buying a house, and it was pretty rough. That's why I went to zero
I always took a variable mortgage, short as I could get it. And I knew you couldn't sustain the economy at 10% or more interest rates. So I knew they'd come down. And so I collected as much as I could in terms of those tax-free bonds. And then as many zero coupons as I could for my kids for their UGMA accounts. So, and that's when Chrysler sold all their stocks and went to all bonds, which was absolutely the wrong thing to do because stocks started up from then and then continued up till now. And so there's never one answer, but that as compared to this, and, you know, we've had a 30-year plus bull market in bonds, and it looks like it's going to continue, and that's what nobody expects. So just some really interesting times we live in.
Interesting you mentioned Chrysler. I'm actually reading Iacocca right now, Lee Iacocca's autobiography. So I'm just at the beginning of it, but, he thought Chrysler was going down.
Oh, it was. I was there. It was a dead soldier. And everyone, he was unique in his ability to bring it back to life. The mini-me folder, any questions on that? What's in it compared to the regular folder? It should be virtually the same. We used to say they were very different, but they really should be the same. Scheduling centers of influence meetings within your niches, any progress on that?
Yes, we've had some nice weather here the last couple weeks. So I've actually played 9 holes of golf with 2 of my top 15 clients and told them about what I'm doing. And they were impressed. And, I told them, the best is yet to come since you're going to actually get to see this in process. But we were sitting having some popcorn and a beer, and I met a new member at the club since I'm a newbie. And he introduced me. He gave me 2 names of people that he knew that he was working with that are retiring. So, it wasn't even intentional.
Really?
Just by shutting my mouth and listening. And, so I've got 2 names I'm going to call this week. And, this is just somebody I sat down with and just met. But he knew the doctor, the retired doctor I was with. So I think there was some bit of trust.
Yeah,
and,
credibility.
So, both, the one guy is maybe mid-60s, and then my client is 70 and retired.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say, golf and cars and then Western Michigan. So, and I'm not just going, joining the club to push Eric Tiller. I really did it to spend time with my son in golf. But,
sure.
I think when the opportunity presents itself and you can be subtle and genuine of telling, people how you do it. And that's what I just said. I said, I just help a few people with their money. And the guy said, well, what do you mean just a few people with your money? And I said, well, I'm a CFO for a limited number of clients. I run money. Oh, you mean you're a financial consultant? So I said, kind of. So he was more intrigued. I kind of teased him with it, based on the wording that you've shared. And anyways, it was good.
It's good. It's good. It's different. See?
Yeah.
I once was on a table being operated on, and the doctor asked me what I did, and I said, I work with the greatest group of financial physicians in the world. He stopped and looked at me and said, what? I said, yeah, they help people bring peace of mind to their clients. He goes, well, I got to talk to you about that when we're done. He ended up opening an account with one of my top guys.
Oh. Wow.
So you want to, the CFO thing is beautiful. Beautiful. See, it's different. You want something that sounds a little different. Really good. Now, I want, when I looked you up on LinkedIn, I Googled you, right? And when I Googled you, two things came out. So I want you to fix these two things. One of them, I don't see any reference to your team. Okay, so fix that. And
on
then,
the website?
Yeah, on the Raymond James website. And then I couldn't find you on LinkedIn.
Rob, I was hoping we would get to this like in another few meetings or a few phone calls. You know what? I deleted my LinkedIn profile because I was so frustrated by social media. This is just me, that I think social media will be the end of the world, close or tied with, leverage. The end of the world will be debt and, tweeting or Facebook or something. I've never gotten any business that I know of from LinkedIn, and it just seems like LinkedIn is becoming more and more like Facebook. And, Putnam Investments, they did a lot of wrongs back in the go-go days, and I actually listened and did a due diligence with them about a month and a half ago, and they totally changed, and any of those portfolio managers, everybody's gone. They've got a few, little niche funds. But anyways, their big thing is LinkedIn, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. And so I just told them, what I had done, and they didn't say I was wrong. They just said, and they've got a whole little mini seminar for advisors of how to set up your LinkedIn profile. And so anyways, I deleted mine actually last March, end of February, when I started doing Supernova. I started unsubscribing to, all this junk mail I get in email.
Yep.
I went from, four credit cards to two. I have one. My wife has one. I've just tried to streamline everything so that my day is less interruptions. So I don't know.
You have a great, when I look you up on Google, when I Google you, you have two pages of nothing but Eric Tiller. Okay? So you dominate the name. Your brand is great. I just need I need to get more information from you on your just make your Raymond James website more robust then.
Okay.
I have no problem with what you said. It's fine. We'll talk about it later, but not an urgent thing. I just need to know you need to just be a little more robust so that people can identify with you on that site and bring your team into it. Okay. So Mindy, right?
Sorry.
Melinda.
I mean Melinda, right. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, terrific. Any comments from anybody else on the call?
No, this is all good. Eric, if you do ever need new books, definitely let us know. Don't feel like you have to order them yourself. We can, we've got plenty we can send your way.
If you can send me two, that would be great.
Yep, of the original?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I want to read it again. I think I'm in the third chapter of The Multiplier, and it's nice how things go together from the first book, but then also as I'm going through the coaching, because I was listening to The Multiplier this morning, and that's just got some great insights.
Hey, and it's great. Mary.
Hi,
wanted to let you know, we were with Dominic this week as well, and we were talking about you, and he mentioned that you're working through the process of discretion and all of that good stuff, so I would just say when it's appropriate to connect with him. I know there are hurdles, which, I'm sure you've reached all of those hurdles already at Raymond James, but just know that, that he's aware and he'll help you work through that process with April. So just wanted you to know we did touch. Yeah, so wanted you to know that. And if you need us to help you, we're happy to do so.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, with trying to get a full-time assistant doing $1 million, and then, yeah, April said that, you know, I have to, you know, give my models, you know, and I don't just have, like, okay, here's 5 models. She says that I need models to have discretion. So I think we just need to drill down into some of these hurdles she's throwing up versus is it the reality of the region with Dominic? So, and that's okay. I can do that.
All right, perfect. And then if you we have the list of all the stuff that you use and all that good stuff, we could, you know, have 5 basic models put together for you and what you're doing anyway. So just know if that's something else that you need, we're a good resource for that. But I think you're on the right path there, and just wanted you to know that we'd had that conversation.
Thank you. And you know that I'm, you know, moving the ball down the field too.
Yeah. Course.
Good. All right. So, in terms of next steps, you got your seminar coming up. You're notifying more clients of the experience. You're starting to build your folders. Next step would be to get the scheduler and get Melinda to set up a call with Cindy. And make sure she gets comfortable with the scheduler.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, Tommy, if you want to be on that call, feel free. Because, one of the things we talked about was having you guys become proficient in that scheduler. So it might be a great opportunity.
If it works for my calendar, if once you schedule something, let me know, and I'll do whatever I can to make myself available. But I, to Rob's point, I would actually love to be on that so I can get a little familiar with it as well.
Yeah, okay, me too, great. If that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
On the call with Cindy Bowie and Melinda when they go over the scheduler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because our plan is to have these guys become as proficient as Cindy is in helping you use it. And then Tommy'd be right there, and it'd be so easy. Think about how nice that would be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be great. Yeah, and if you think, you know, Rob, if you were here, this is what I'd like you to do. Just kind of think about that, because that's what the idea is, that Tommy's going to be kind of me on – you know, on premises. He doesn't have time to be your coach. And I mean, to be your, you know, Supernova coach through these, you know, 4 months, but he does have time to come in and help you with particular issues, like what's supposed to be in the folder and what's supposed to be, how do you use the scheduler and that sort of thing? How do you use the spreadsheet on terms of the pipeline tool? That's kind of our plan going forward. So there's some education that's going to have to happen, but once it's there, then you have it forever, and it can be a much bigger help to you and to everybody else we coach. So it's kind of a creative, brilliant plan.
Absolutely. And Tommy, you know, you're seeing flows. You know, I've been blowing out of some strategic bond fund from another firm, and obviously, like Rob, you said, it's got to be a win-win-win. I mean, there's 3 parts here. There's Rob and Touchstone and Tommy and then myself. So, I mean, Rob, just a quick question as we end here. How many people can you do this for? Can you actually coach? And is it just through Touchstone, or do you have other individual clients on the side that are contacting you through your website and stuff?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been doing this since 2006. So Touchstone's only been in the last 6 months, I guess, Mary. Has it been longer?
Oh.
Maybe a year? Maybe it's been a year.
Yeah, I'd say about a year, yeah.
Wow.
But it's been, you know, we're just developing this. It's just beginning, and so it's really fun. So, yeah, I can coach somewhere in
the area. Only 100.
Yeah, it's about – no, I can only coach about 12 teams myself. So
wow.
It's, yeah, it's
It's kind of an exclusive club.
Well, I feel special. Anyway. I was going to say, I don't know how many of these you can do, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think we're on to something. I think we're just going to leverage your time better and make this more and more efficient, and which is great for everybody. So I appreciate everybody on the call and look forward to our next one and look forward to the success we have going forward. So thanks, Eric. You're a great, great partner in this.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Tommy.
Absolutely. Take
care,
everybody.
Take care. Bye.
Have a great week.